Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, Bill, everybody.
Today's Tuesday of the third week of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's Gospel from St. John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Father.
Okay. Well, today, you know, our Lord confronts these people that are asking for this bread, and they're also asking for a sign, which is kind of paradoxical. I mean, he just multiplied five loaves and two fish. What else do they need? And I think sometimes we sometimes don't act according to God's will until we get this blatant sign which might never come, that God wants us to do it. But today he says, they asked for this, they said, Moses gave us bread in the desert. And we're talking about the manna, you know, the manna, the bread that God provided the Israelites in the desert. And it was this mysterious bread, and it tasted really good, and it was enough energy for the whole day, you know, for them to be able to sustain, have energy, and it was like one meal with everything needed. That's pretty cool. Periodic fasting back in the desert. But he says God gave you that. It wasn't Moses, it's God gave you that bread. And he's going to give us bread, but he says something really interesting. He says, "I am the bread of life," which is bizarre if they really thought about it. But he says, "He who comes to me will not be thirsty. He who comes to me will be satisfied." And so our Lord is saying, like, really, to get it through our skulls, that there's nothing on this earth that can satisfy us except God. And it's just, this is just one of those things where we constantly think, if I had this or that or whatever, I would be happy. And it's not true. Essentially, the Lord is telling us that only with him will we be happy, because of all desires. So as we journey through this John 6, I don't want to kind of talk about the real presence yet, because we're going to get there. But he sets them up. He simply says, "I am the bread of life," right? And once again, it's a bizarre statement, and because we hear it so often, we just sort of, oh, okay, yeah, we get that. But no, we need to ponder this. You know, the example I use is like, you know, imagine if, you know, I brought you all to a Nats game, and you know, the concession stand broke down, and there's nothing to eat. And then I said, "Well, you know, what do you got?" And some kid had, you know, a hot dog and a couple hot dogs and a Pepsi. And I said, "Okay." And then Monsignor Pope's like, "Well, what's that for all these people?" And I said, "Well, let's just say a prayer over it." And I multiplied it. And then later people started following me around. And then I said, "Why are you following me?" And they said, "Well, we want more food." And I said, "I am the hot dog of life." Yeah, it's like, what? What do you mean you're the hot dog of life? You know, in other words, I'm the bread of life. But this is important, that he says, "I am," which is signifies God, and the bread of life. And I guess there's also this tie-in that somehow the Eucharist satisfies us because it's God. So anyhow, if you're not satisfied today, don't be worried. Just seek more God. Seek Christ in some way. Ask him to satisfy you. Because he says, if you go to him, you won't be hungry, and neither will you be thirsty. I'm kind of hungry right now, so I'm going to go get something to eat. And God bless you. This is my last podcast from Holy Comfort of St. Cyprian on my way to Annunciation Parish. please pray for me. And God bless y'all, and we'll see you tomorrow with another podcast on John